With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Garfield County recently adopted a new set of rules for some mining projects. They're called 1041 regulations, and while they weren't designed specifically for the Rocky Mountain Industrial's quarry expansion, they could impact the development of the controversial mine. Reporter Alex Hager joins me now to break down what the new regulations mean. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Molly.
So what are the 1041 regulations?
Basically, they give local governments the power to make planning decisions in areas that could have statewide impact. So airports, mass transit stops, water supplies, landfills. And the county already has 1041 regulations for those areas. And just last week, they added mining. The term they use is mineral resource areas, and they'll have some extra authority to scrutinize things like quarries.
Okay, so what kind of new powers does the county have now?
So I talked to Cheryl Bauer, who works for the county and has had a big hand in setting these rules in motion. She told me the main thing is that rules about mining used to be a little more broad, and when they'd go through the vetting process for a new project, they didn't always have written standards to work with. But now, these 1041 regulations come with a much clearer list of requirements when they're processing applications for mines.
So mining company Rocky Mountain Industrials is proposing a pretty sizable expansion to their limestone quarry on a hill above Glenwood Springs, and it has been met with plenty of opposition. When it comes to that specific mining project, what do these rules mean?
Now, that quarry is on public land, and even though it's in Garfield County, a lot of the decision-making about its future was in the hands of the Bureau of Land Management. And sure, the quarry is outside of city limits, but people in Glenwood Springs say an expansion would make the quarry super visible, and it would mean more dust and trucks in town. Before the new regulations, it wasn't as clear if the county could actually point to those impacts as reasons to block an expansion. But the thing about 1041 regulations is two of the main criteria they use to judge new projects are socioeconomic impact and environmental impact. So now the county has a specific way to go to mining projects and say, okay, prove it's not going to be a nuisance and that mining won't affect things like air and water quality.
So is this going to be a big hurdle for RMI now?
Well, that kind of remains to be seen. It mainly means that Garfield County now has the power to give RMI a list of criteria that it has to meet. And some of the things on that list are going to have to do with impacts that go beyond the mine site itself, like the impacts it could have on neighborhoods and businesses in Glenwood Springs. It's not necessarily a silver bullet that's going to stop the project dead in its tracks, but it is an addition to the county's tool belt. It gives them some more specific regulatory power they might not have had before and adds another layer to the application process for RMI.
What's the reception been from the public for these new regulations?
Well, public comments were mostly supportive. About 80 were submitted, and only a handful of them were in opposition. One of the comments in opposition was from RMI themselves. They argued that the regulations seem like they're targeted at RMI, and they even questioned whether the county has the resources it would need to carry out a review process like this. But overwhelmingly, the public seems to be in support of the new rules.
That was reporter Alex Hager talking about a set of new mining regulations in Garfield County and how they could impact the quarry expansion proposed near Glenwood Springs.